Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, during Lent we have been preparing by works of love and self-sacrifice for the celebration of our Lord's death and resurrection. Today we come together to begin this solemn celebration in union with the Church throughout the world. Christ enters his own city to complete his work as our Saviour, to suffer, to die, and to rise again. Let us go with him in faith and love, so that, united with him in his sufferings, we may share his risen life. When the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Dearly beloved brethren, the Scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but rather confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same, by God's infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do, when we assemble and meet together, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary, as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice to the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers, to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent, and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore, let us beseech him to grant us true repentance, and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him, which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. World without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. The Venite. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever, world without end. Amen. Our Old Testament reading comes from the book of Zechariah, chapter 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just, and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, upon a colt of the foal of an ass. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace unto the heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from river, even to the ends of the earth. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit, wherein is no water. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. And now we read Psalm 118 together. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth for ever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth for ever. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvellous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And now our second reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 11. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him, and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way, and found the colt tied by the door, without, in a place where two ways met, and they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto him, What do ye, loosing the colt? And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded them, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and strewed them in the way. And they went before, and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Blessed be the kingdom of our father David, that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem, and into the temple. And when he had looked about upon all the things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. So we come now to the Jubilate Deo. Oh, be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Be ye sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. O go your way into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and speak good of his name. For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be, world without end. Amen. We stand to say the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We sit or kneel. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save the Queen, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. As we come to God in prayer on Palm Sunday, let us remember especially to pray for the Church, asking that God might graciously give to each one of us a fresh awareness of his love and truth. And as the Church Wardens and Strategy Group are due to meet separately on Tuesday, let us pray that the Reverend David will have a strong mandate for retaining Cowley Rectory and recruiting a new House for Duty priest. We pray too for the world, as we consider this past 12 months of pandemic and the government's heavy restrictions. Let us remember those who have lost their loved ones and patients with other health needs, such as the backlog of 3 million cancer patients who've missed out on screening. We pray too for businesses that have collapsed or are in trouble, and those who've been made redundant. the millions who have become prisoners in their own homes and are suffering mental problems. And at the suggestion of Pauline Farman, let us pray against the Lister Clinic and similar fertility clinics, such as featured in a Channel 4 documentary called Strangers Making Babies. We give thanks for family, friends, neighbours and work colleagues, for the privilege of living and working here in the Cotswolds. We pray at this time for Cobley School as they come to the end of their term and celebrate with a service in the parish church. We pray too for those in our neighbourhood and social networks who are in trouble, pain, sickness, whether in body, mind or spirit, or any other such form of adversity. Remember particularly Amanda Morgans and Jill Clark. May God in his mercy draw alongside each one known to us, giving comfort and strength. We keep a moment of silence for those who are in our hearts. Hear us, gracious Lord, as we remember those who have died in the faith of Christ, as well as those whose faith is known only to Christ alone. We bring before your throne of grace all those whose anniversaries fall at this time. We pray too for those who will die today and come fully into your amazing presence. We continue with the collect for the day. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility and also be made partakers of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who hast safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that which is righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty, King of kings, Lord of lords, the only ruler of princes, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers upon earth, most heartily we beseech thee, with thy tender favour, to behold our most gracious Sovereign Lady, Queen Elizabeth, and so replenish her with the grace of thy Holy Spirit, that she may always incline to do thy will and walk in thy way. Endue her plenteously with heavenly gifts. Grant her in health and wealth long to live. Strengthen her, that she may vanquish and overcome all her enemies. And finally, after this life, she may attain everlasting joy and felicity. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, who alone workest great marvels, send down upon our bishops and curates and all congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of thy grace, and that they may truly please thee, pour upon them the continual dew of thy blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honour of our advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. Amen. Almighty God, who hast given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfil now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come life everlasting. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. And now, as a bonus for our service this morning on Palm Sunday, we have a hymn which you might like to join in with. Ride on, ride on in majesty. Well, today we are, of course, celebrating Palm Sunday, when Jesus rode on a donkey over the Mount of Olives and down into the city of Jerusalem. Palm Sunday marks the start of Holy Week and the most momentous final days on earth in the life of our Saviour. 2,000 years ago, the Romans ruled over all Europe, North Africa and Asia Minor. They were also in charge of the land of Israel. Naturally, the Jewish people were angry and powerless. However, they found consolation in the writings of prophets who foretold the coming of a Saviour who would set the people free. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly, and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. By choosing to ride into Jerusalem on a donkey, Jesus was making a deliberate claim to fulfil Zechariah's prophecy. Even more significantly, by choosing a donkey, Jesus was making a statement about the kind of kingship he was going to exercise. The donkey in Palestine was not the lowly beast that it is in the UK. The donkey was regarded as a noble creature. As a matter of interest, I'm sure some of us are aware of the pattern on the back of a small donkey. The intersection of dark markings actually takes the form of a cross when seen from above. Only in war did kings ever ride on horseback. When they came in peace, they always rode on a donkey. By choosing a donkey, Jesus was showing that he entered Jerusalem as the king of love and peace, quite a contrast with Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor at the time, who presented himself on horseback as the all-conquering military ruler. Mark's gospel describes what happens next. Many people spread out their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they'd cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest." On Sunday the crowd were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David." But as we all know, by Friday they were crying, "Crucify him." I think the same thing can happen to us today. How easily we can be led astray by those around us. We do need to be cautious, especially of the news media, which often fails to report the most important things that are happening. And when they do report something, it usually fails to identify the real issues at stake. I could give many examples of what's happened this past year during the COVID pandemic. Anyway, by this time, Jesus was a famous person. Everyone coming to Jerusalem for the Passover feast had heard of him, and the crowds along the road were going wild with excitement. Jesus had chosen a time when the whole nation would be gathered at their capital city. It must have taken great courage for Jesus to ride into Jerusalem like this, through all those crowds. You see, the Pharisees had put a price on his head. But instead of keeping a low profile and playing it safe, Jesus defiantly entered in such a way as to focus all the limelight on himself. He was now centre stage, and there could be no going back. We know from the events of Holy Week that Jesus went on to perfectly fulfil his Heavenly Father's mission, although this wasn't at all what the singing crowds of Palm Sunday had in mind. These people were expecting him to kick the Romans out of the country and restore Israel's independence. That would have been a kind of freedom, I suppose, but Jesus had a much more ambitious plan. He was going to overcome sin, evil and death, not just for the Jewish people, but for the entire world and all generations. We know that by Friday, the crowds would turn against him in the most terrible way. And yet, on the third day, God's love would have made a way for everyone to be personally reconciled with God, their Creator. Today, on Palm Sunday, we are celebrating Jesus' decision to enter Jerusalem on a donkey in a way that would launch the most momentous events of Holy Week. Amen. And so we come to a concluding blessing for this special day. May the Father, who so loved the world that he gave his only Son, bring you by faith to his eternal life. May Christ, who accepted the cup of sacrifice in obedience to the Father's will, keep you steadfast as you walk with him the way of the cross. May the Spirit, who strengthens us to suffer with Christ, that we may share his glory, set your minds on life and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.